I'm joined by Ian Bla- I'm joined by Ian Black in Tripoli. Ian, can you tell us about the state of the fighting?
Well, the most significant event of the last 24 hours is that the Libyan government has recaptured a town called Ajdabiya from the rebel forces. The significance of this is that it's on the coastal road that leads east to Benghazi, which is the rebel stronghold. It's also on an important road junction, so that if people look at a map, you can see that the Libyan forces have got two routes to get to Benghazi. They can go straight along the coastal road. They can also go inland on another good road around Benghazi to another town called Tobruk, closer to the Egyptian border, and they can effectively encircle Benghazi. They can also easily take high ground overlooking Benghazi. So in effect, what we have is apparent ability of the Libyan government to, at the very least, to isolate Benghazi, the country's second city and the headquarters of the opposition or rebel movement. The mood music in Tripoli is one of increasing confidence. There are celebrations, officially inspired celebrations, to mark the capture of Ajdabiya. There were fireworks in the streets of Tripoli last night and a lot of shooting of weapons into the air to mark this. A lot of praise for Muammar Gaddafi, the leader of the Libyan revolution, as he's known here, and a sense that the military side of this story may be drawing to a close.
That may be the case, but Benghazi is quite a large city, 1 million people, and taking it would be a considerable undertaking. Does Gaddafi have the military resources to go into the city?
Well, obviously that's a very important question. Libyan officials we've been speaking to say that they want to avoid bloodshed, that's what they say, that they want to resolve this conflict peacefully. There's a lot of talk, we've heard it before, this crisis of offers of amnesties for the rebels and dialogue. The rebels have not been interested in this. They've been pretty defiant. And of course, the significance of this is that if the Libyan forces are able to, or threatening to, retake Benghazi, then against the background of the international diplomacy of this crisis, with much discussion of imposing a no-fly zone and other possible military support for the rebels, then a big military showdown, a confrontation, one that might involve bloodshed on a large scale, would clearly play into the international maneuverings around the Libyan crisis. So it looks like an important moment. The tone is one of increasing confidence. Saif al-Islam al-Gaddafi, the leader's son, has said that he believes that the military campaign could be over in 48 hours. Now, there may be an element of propaganda, of bluff, of overconfidence, but certainly that is what we're hearing now from the Libyans at this the stage in this still unfolding story.
Is there any sense of a possible deal with the rebels, with the opposition? I mean, if the fighting stops, is there any sense of Gaddafi offering any incentive to the opposition to come to the table and come to a political deal?
Well, we've heard Libyan officials, some quite senior ones, talking about reminding that there's been this offer of an amnesty without exception for people who have rebelled, people who have in effect taken up arms against the Libyan government. We've also heard the rebels saying they're not interested in dialogue, so it's quite hard to see how those two positions come together. It is possible, I guess, that if circumstances change in a military sense, then positions will shift as well. But for the moment, the official position is that militarily the government now has the upper hand, and as I say, suggesting that things could come to a head fairly quickly.